Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Audacy podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Veneria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Veneria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here today. 855-839-1210. Big show for you. Selena Zito is going to be here at 4 o'clock. I devoured her book on Butler. She wrote about the events of that day, but not just Butler in terms of the July 13th and the assassination attempt on President Trump, which is almost a year ago, but Pennsylvania's role in the 2024 election and how the Dems blew it and got it so wrong, and the shifting political nature of the coalitions that the Democrats once had that are now firmly in the camp of President Donald Trump. The steel workers, the union guys and gals, the cops, the firemen, on and on. And a big reason, natural gas fracking and the natural gas, liquid natural gas export ban. In fact, you know, when I read that in her book, because how many times during the election did I say that that was one of the most politically bizarre moves I had ever heard in my life? You got to win Pennsylvania. It's the must win state. And you put in a ban on the export of liquid natural gas as you're trying to win a state that is the leading state for natural gas. It makes no political sense whatsoever. And the fallout from that and how it touched so many different communities and lives, and also the Democrats, their insistence on making everything about climate change and going after all these jobs in Pennsylvania, all these industries that would suffer because of their policies on climate change, and how they just didn't care because they were so dug in on listening to their extremist base, and how the Democrats didn't care about crime, you know, and how you got crime rising in American cities, places like Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, for example, a woman who was attacked in broad daylight who spoke at the Republican National Convention, and how the Democrats refused to acknowledge, absolutely refused to acknowledge that crime was a thing, that the open border was a problem, and that fentanyl was flooding our streets. They just wouldn't talk about it. They wouldn't acknowledge it. And it's funny, too, because, you know, as Tom Holman now is shutting down the border, and he was just on Fox News a few moments ago, and he said to Sandra Smith, he said, we're not going to schools. We're not going to churches. These are lies that are being spread. We are going after the worst of the worst. And they just got this big MS-13 kingpin who somehow got into the country under Joe Biden with no vetting whatsoever. And you got to wonder how many more are in this country. How many more drug kingpins? I mean, I watch Breaking Bad. You watch Breaking Bad. It's a great show. But, I mean, how easy is it to cross the border? That was a whole subplot of when those two brothers came into the country to try to kill Walter White. The two twins. I mean, they just bet ride, you know, and the one scene where the guy goes over that bump, he goes, ah, that means we're in Texas now. How many drug dealers, cartel members, kingpins are in the United States? We have no idea. That's the problem. But the media, of course, wants to pretend like what's actually happening is Tom Homan is raiding, you know, your kid's school and church and going to the grocery store and grabbing the abuela who's just minding her own business, picking up fruit. And it's a lie, but it's a lie they're going to keep saying, because the whole goal here is to paint Trump as a monster. And the American people don't buy it. And they didn't buy it in 2024. They did not buy it in the last election. That's why the majority of Americans support these deportations. They know that this administration is going after the worst of the worst. The ICE ambush suspect, considered armed and dangerous, one of the people that went after an ICE officer who got shot. The American people see this. A big part of the theme of Selena Zito's book on Butler is that there's no local media anymore. You know, there's no local newspapers, so they don't talk to people. They don't talk to people in Butler and Luzerne County, PA, and they don't talk to black people in Philly or Latino people in Philly. They just have these national outlets that are based in Washington or based in New York, and everything is filtered from there, and the lens is filtered from the fact that these people would rather be accepted at the posh cocktail parties. And, you know, this is kind of the problem with Howard Stern, too. Why I call him woke Howard Stern. At one point, you know, this was a guy who would entertain people and he would appeal to blue collar working class people. But he always secretly desired to be accepted by the Hamptons crowd and sip Chablis with the celebrities. And he was always deeply insecure. He would talk about this. And now that they've accepted him, you know, that's it. So it's like that, too, with the people that write for The Washington Post and The New York Times and CNN, they just want to be accepted among their peers. So if that means they got to write negative stories about Trump, because that's what you got to do if you want to be invited to the posh parties where they have the canapes, you got to do it. And they have no connection to real people. What do I mean by real people? I mean people that don't live in Washington and New York. People that actually do other things for a living besides talk about politics. Like they work, they go to church, raise their families, they coach Little League games. And they're not buying this notion that ICE and Donald Trump and Tom Homan are going to show up at a Little League game and drag some dad out of the country because he's brown. Like just because he's brown. Like they're just not buying this lie that's being told by the media. And yet that's what we hear, that they're driving around and they're kidnapping people off the streets simply because they're brown. I hate putting people in boxes by the color of their skin, but the left does it all the time. But Donald Trump won brown votes, a lot of brown votes and black votes, too. Since the left likes to do that and put everybody in some sort of stupid demographic box, let's look at the fact that Donald Trump won the Hispanic vote. Do you honestly believe that these Hispanic voters who voted for him are walking around the streets all day, cowering in fear that any minute now a white van is going to come up with a bunch of masked ICE agents with no ID on them whatsoever, nothing to identify them, jump out of the van, grab them, throw them in the back, and just speed off. Got another brown guy today. But if you listen to these idiots, if you listen to Pramila Jayapal and Rashida Tlaib, and you listen to AOC, and you listen to most of the coverage of what's they're reporting on MSNBC and CNN, that's exactly what's going through everybody's minds. You're just driving around, picking people up. Brown, good enough. And I don't know if that means if you get a really strong tan. Like, I mean, Mama Zioli, for example, gets very, very dark in the summer. She's got that Southern Italian blood in her. Very dark. And, you know, when she was younger, she used to put olive oil on her skin. Not olive oil, but baby oil on her skin. Not good. Not good. That don't do that. That's what the old ways, you know, you don't do that anymore. She gets real dark. A lot of Southern Italians do. They're real dark in this. If I get a good tan, do I have to worry? I don't walk around? Or do they have a brown scale that they use in the van? These masked, unidentified people who are just driving around in the brown patrol? Like, is there like a shade that they use? Well, you know, it could be Mediterranean, but we're not quite sure. So just for the sake of it, just grab him. He's brown enough. I mean, it's so stupid, but this is what we're dealing with right now. We're literally dealing with this. Elected officials, senators, and members of the United States Congress, the House of Representatives, who are out there suggesting that that's what this administration is doing. Kidnapping brown people off the streets of America, and then they're disappeared. They just disappear. We don't know where they go. They're just gone. Gone. Like that. And nobody knows what happens to them. These are the claims being put forth. I mean, and then you get shows like Jen Psaki, who sits down with these people and entertains this nonsense. So what do you mean what's happening? Well, they're just driving around. They're kidnapping brown people, and then they just disappear. Really? Yeah, no, it's happening all over. And people are terrified. They're afraid to leave their homes and go to the store. And nobody's showing up to work at Home Depot because they're afraid ICE is going to come in at any moment and just haul them all away. Lie after lie after lie that's being told. All because they hate Trump's guts. And they want to paint him as a monster. And it doesn't work. You see, that's the whole point, really, if you get down to it. And I read the whole book, Butler. It was great. Sat in a little coffee shop, read it. So I'm on dad duty and Claire is at camp. So I had time to actually like read a book, which is very nice. A lot of times I get these books, authors on, get to read a little bit of it. I read the whole book, devoured it. And the takeaway, at least for me, is that the media is so out of touch with people. They have no idea what people are actually thinking. They look down on people who voted for Trump as a bunch of uneducated rubes. And the fact that they're uneducated because they don't have college degrees is a big part of the Democrats' problem right now, because the only people that still vote Democrat are college-educated white liberals. In fact, if you look at the voting results in New York City, just New York City, and you look at how that socialist, communist, whack job Zoran Man Donnie did versus the Love Gov nursing home killer, Andrew Cuomo. Cuomo won with blacks and Hispanics. That's right. Mandami won white people. White, college-educated liberals, the very ones who are running around suggesting right now that at any moment, and a white van could show up outside your brown friend's home and just grab them. Never to be seen again. Gone into some phantom brown hole that nobody knows anything about. College educated white liberals, the coastal elites, who think that people who live in places like Butler, PA, are idiots. Uneducated rubes who milk cows themselves every morning. And they're not even farmers. That's just the only way they know how to get milk. Because they don't have stores, apparently. So they just do those things. And they can't figure out how it is that Bucks County, where people are supposedly educated, how it is that these people in Bucks County, Pennsylvania, voted for a monster who worked the drive-thru window at McDonald's and was handing out French fries even to brown people who went through the drive-thru. They can't understand this. The media lost touch with the American people a long time ago. So did the Democrat Party. And when the Democrat Party, during an election, is telling people the border's fine, crime is down, and you got that David Muir correcting Donald Trump in the middle of a debate by saying, oh, no, the FBI says crime is down. No, it doesn't. It's not true, because cities like Pittsburgh and others don't report their crime statistics to the FBI. Crime is not down, which is why a week later they had to update the statistics. But of course, you know, ABC, owned by Disney, owned by China. So ABC, Disney, China had to make sure that Donald Trump would look bad in that debate and Kamala Harris would look good, because David Muir wants to hang out with all his posh, college-educated, white liberal friends and then spread horror stories of brown people disappearing on the streets of America. They don't go talk to these brown people. They don't actually go talk to them or go to those neighborhoods and find out. If they did, they would understand why Trump did so well with black and brown voters in places like Philadelphia, for example, because they're sick and tired of the crime and the inflation and illegal immigration and the idea that Well, Democrats want to have dudes play on their little girl's swim team, for example. You know, things like that, because they're people. They're human beings who just happen to be a shade of skin that's perhaps darker than mine or yours or Jake, not Tapper. This was the other guy. It wasn't Tapper. It was David Muir. Yeah. Might be a little bit darker than David Muir and voted for Donald Trump. They can't understand this. How is this possible? I don't get this. Because they're people and they're not idiots. And these white college-educated liberals have been condescending to such a degree with black and brown voters in this country for years, years and years and years, mocking them and condescending to them and this whole attitude of basically, you know, you really can't make it on your own without us. You just don't have it. Remember that time Joe Biden said, what's a comedy made about black? He said something like black kids aren't Matt, do you remember that quote? See if you can find that for me. He made some comment about kids in schools, and it was a basically racist comment about they're not just, you know, it's not just because they're black or something like that. I forget what it was, but it was a comment that Joe Biden made, one of his many, many Biden gaffes. I'm sure somebody can help me remember the exact one that it was, but it's that. I mean, you remember the time Biden said to people that they're going to put you back in chains? And the time Biden said that if you don't vote for me, you ain't black? So in her book, she actually talks about, oh, here, good. I think you have it. Yeah. Poor kids are just as bright as white kids. That's right. Thank you very much. Poor kids are just as bright as white kids. That's what it was. In the book, Selena goes on about how you probably remember the time Barack Obama went around to the brothers. You remember this? The guy who lives in Martha's Vineyard, like the whitest place on earth. When Barack Obama leaves Martha's Vineyard, the population of black people drops by 100%. Because I don't think Michelle lives there anymore. I'm not quite sure. But anyway, but the point is he leaves Martha's Vineyard. The population of black people drops literally by 100%. Goes and lectures black men about how they're sexist and they're not going to vote for Kamala Harris because they're sexist. And then Barack Obama tells them, you better vote for Kamala Harris. So Selena Zito actually goes to talk to people who are, wait for it, black. And what they told her was, who the hell is this guy to tell me who to vote for just because I'm black? It's the condescending nature of the Democrat Party for decades. And you know, I was thinking about it, too, from the perspective of, remember when Biden started repaying people's student loans? And he just starts paying all these student loan debt. And they did this breakdown of the people that would benefit from it the most. Wealthy, college educated, obviously, liberals outside of Washington, D.C. and New York who have master's degrees and a lot of college debt, PhDs, master's degrees, et cetera, et cetera. So in other words, if you're a black or brown person, we use those quotes, and you're driving around trying to do your job, you work for a living, nobody's helping you. You're not getting a loan payment for your truck if you're a plumber or you're an electrician. Nobody's bailing you out if you got a business loan or anything like that. Nah, screw you. You're on your own. But the college-educated white liberal, we'll bail them out, even though they're going to make like a couple hundred thousand dollars a year, probably at a university at some point. But the hell with it. You go on making your cool $65,000, $70,000 a year, busting your ass every day, trying to put food on the table. And we, the Democrat Party, will remind you how grateful you should be to us. You're like, what? I don't understand. So they lose these coalitions of working class voters who are white, who are black, and who are brown. And probably green, too. I mean, if there are any green people among us, shapeshifters or whatnot, I'm sure they lost them too. And when I say working class people, there is an absolute definition for it. It's people that work outside of academia and the media. All right. They work for a living, many of them in the energy sector, but they're also cops and firefighters, and they work on roads and bridges and construction, and they build cars, and they're union guys or union gals, and they work in the docks and on it goes. And these people voted for Trump. And they watch as the Democrats try to take away their jobs and say condescending things to them like, well, yes, you're going to lose your job, but we're going to teach you how to lay broadband cable. And the guys are like, I don't want to lay broadband cable. I like what I do for a living. Well, climate change. Sorry. So we're going to teach you how to code. You're going to learn to code, bro, instead of doing the coal thing. They're like, but I like the coal thing. It's been my family's generation forever. Like, well, sorry, can't do it. Climate change. Natural gas. Yeah, I got in that too. Sorry. So I know you get money from natural gas and it powers the cities and the towns and brings in billions of dollars of revenue. But we're taking that away from you. Sorry, climate change. But vote for us, even though we're going to put you out of work. So now, in an attempt to try to win back people who are, I guess, a darker shade than just this white piece of paper, I don't know. They're now going out and lying and saying that if you're brown, you're probably going to get picked up off the streets. Whether you're a citizen or not, it doesn't matter. And no one will ever see you again. You're just gone into some sort of a black hole, I guess. And then, doesn't matter, citizen or not, you will be disappeared. No one believes this crap. No one. But if people in D.C. and New York left their media ivy towers and actually went out and talked to people, they'd find that out. They would find out that people don't believe that. The brown-ish people. Like, it's so dumb to listen to them. It really is. It's so dumb. But just to play along with this, it reminds me of like a box of crayons. You know, and you have the different shades of brown and they kind of got, you know what I mean? And I don't know if that's the scale that they think that they're using. But regardless, the people who are Hispanic are now apparently they're just white people now because they voted for Trump. So now they're all white people. They're no longer brown people. Understand this now in the new word speak of the Democrat Party. They're now white people. And the black voters who voted for Trump, well, they're a bunch of sexist pigs who just couldn't vote for a woman because they're, you know, a bunch of sexist and they're racist, too, because they wouldn't vote for a black person either, apparently, even though they voted for Obama. But that's beside the point. So, yeah. So then there's that. And then, you know, the rest of you white people, even if you're mixed race, like even if you are perhaps maybe you have in your bloodstream, your DNA, maybe Italian or Greek, or who knows, whatever. You are just an uneducated rube in flyover country, all right? That's how the Democrat Party views everybody. And you wonder why I say they're going the way of the Whigs. I mean, like, who's left to support these people? As they go out there and they demonize ICE, they demonize the hardworking Border Patrol, who are putting their lives on the line for this country, going after MS-13 kingpins, going after these drug dealers, going after these cartels, putting their lives on the line for us. And they're called the Gestapo by Tim Walz. They're accused of being Trump's SS by Pramila Jayapal. And they're accused of being terrorists by Pramila Jayapal and her squad members. Americans aren't buying it, but the media is going to keep selling it. The good news is, and especially true when you read Selena Zito's book, you realize we stopped listening to the media a long time ago. 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli if you want to weigh in. That is the big story of the day brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com. Republican Senator Ron Johnson subpoenaing the FBI and the DOJ over Butler. 1 year later, we still don't have answers. Who the hell was Thomas Crooks? How did he get on that roof? How did this happen? Well, we demand answers, and we're going to get them too. Don't go away.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you.
No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
On my podcast, Aspire With Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire With Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks to Susie Cool for sending the clip of Biden. This is what he said about black kids. Go ahead.
And the other thing we should do is we should challenge these students. We should challenge students in these schools to have advanced placement programs in these schools. We have this notion that somehow if you're poor, you cannot do it. Poor kids are just as bright and just as talented as white kids, wealthy kids, black kids, Asian kids. No, really.
I don't know exactly. Anyway, welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. The John Brennan, James Comey issue. David Harsanyi wrote this great piece. David Harsanyi is not a Trumper by any stretch of the imagination. I would argue that David Harsanyi would probably, I don't know. I mean, he's like he's one of those guys. He just kind of tries to call it like he sees it. He's not a he's written a lot of things over the years that would probably be, I'd say, pretty critical of Trump, actually. But he wrote this piece in The Washington Examiner, Why John Brennan Belongs in Prison. And I love it so much. I felt it move. By the show sheet, I mean, I had to move things around. So he said, former CIA director John Brennan is one of the most contemptible and shady people in public life. Few people have abused their position, power, and access with such impunity and hubris. And the question, of course, of this goes back at 2017. John Brennan claimed in testimony before Congress that the Steele dossier, which, of course, this was the opposition document that was paid for by Hillary Clinton, wasn't in any way used as a basis for the intelligence community assessment. In the 2023 House interview, John Brennan claimed the CIA was very much opposed to having any reference or inclusion of the Steele dossier in the intelligence community assessment. The problem is that newly declassified CIA emails allegedly show Brennan not only repeatedly pressing for insertion of the Steele dossier's claims, but doing it over the objections of others. In one 2016 email, Brennan allegedly discarded warnings from his deputy that the dossier would undermine the credibility of the entire paper. When two CIA Mission Center leaders responsible for Russia challenged him about integrating a poorly constructed partisan document into the ICA, Brennan overruled them, insisting, "My bottom line is that I believe that the information warrants inclusion in the report." Now, possible, of course, that maybe John Ratcliffe is putting out stuff that just intentionally makes John Brennan look bad, but probably not. When Robert Mueller's investigation was unable to pull together a single indictment related to collusion, John Brennan shrugged it off by saying that he may have received bad information. Quote, "Trump is scared of me because I know too much about Russia's election meddling," Brennan told the press. When Special Counsel John Durham released his report on the origins of the FBI's investigation of the collusion investigation, we learned that John Brennan, despite spending unhinged conspiratorial rants nightly on MSNBC and other cable television networks, knew there was no there there. Indeed, Durham reports that Brennan had admitted to investigators there had been no conspiracy. Yet, as the Special Counsel John Durham pointed out, only days later, the former CIA director was on MSNBC's Morning Joe contending the opposite, using his former position to suggest there was still much to be divulged about Trump and Russia. So in other words, you have the former head of the CIA who from 2016 well into 2020 and all the years in between was out there peddling the nonsense that Trump was an agent of Russia and there was Russia collusion. John Durham comes along, does the investigation, finds out that John Brennan was absolutely telling people that he thought there was a there, even though they were told there was no there. John Brennan was telling everybody there's a there. By the way, I learned in Selena Zito's book that that phrase, that there's no there, comes from a Pennsylvanian. I'll ask her about that when she joins me at 4 o'clock today with her new book, Butler. To understand what little regard Brennan had for truth or position, there was a 2020 email uncovered by the House Judiciary Committee, and in it, CIA Deputy Director Mike Morrell, who, by the way, would become the guy that would launch the cover-up of the Hunter Biden laptop, who was working with the Biden campaign to connect a talking point to push back on Trump during the final presidential debates, asked John Brennan to sign onto the infamous disinformation letter that claimed Hunter Biden's laptop was a Russian plant. Okay, Michael, add my name to the list. Good initiative. Thanks for asking me to sign on. Sleazeball, deep state hack John Brennan replied. That's all it took for the former director of the CIA to sign his name onto a letter that would be the ostensive reason for a major story implicating a presidential candidate with corruption to be censored by virtually every legacy media outlet and major social media platform. All it took was just Mike Morrell, the acting CIA director, to ask John Brennan, the former CIA director, now an MSNBC paid mouthpiece, to just sign on to the letter. John, you'll give this a lot of credibility. All you got to do is sign on to the letter that this has all the earmarks of Russian disinformation. No problem. Done. These people, what they've done, what they've attempted to do, what they have attempted to do using their powers in law enforcement to try to overthrow a president. And they did. I mean, they were successful. In my opinion, the 2020 election, had the truth about that Hunter Biden laptop come out, Trump would have won. I'm convinced of it. I really believe that. And also if so many dead people hadn't voted. But I mean, you know, that too. But mostly the laptop part. No, I'm convinced. I really am. The myth of Biden would have been shattered, that he's the kind old man who's going to unite America. The corrupt SOB that he is would have come out. But everybody knew he was a dumb, corrupt, nasty old man. Cranky, stubborn, and dirty. That all would have come out. And then everybody would have said, well, he might be compromised by China. See, Trump wasn't compromised by Russia, but Biden just might be compromised by Russia or Ukraine or Romania or Russia. Because, yeah, the mayor of Moscow paid the Bidens like, what, $12 billion or something? So, or the mayor's wife or something. So there actually was Russia collusion. It was just with Biden, not with Trump. But, you know, I mean, whatever. Some Russian collusions. Just think about the openly reckless ways, David Harsanyi writes, in which Democrats spoke about Brennan's power. Samantha Power once cautioned critics that it wasn't a good idea to tick off John Brennan. At the start of the Russia collusion mania, Chuck Schumer noted that the intelligence community has six ways from Sunday at getting back at you. Surely Brennan, the CIA director who had been given immense unchecked power, overseeing secret kill lists and the power to make the final call on drone strikes around the world, including on American citizens, would never deploy the intelligence community against his domestic enemies, right? Wrong. It was completely in character. After CIA agents ran an illegal domestic spying operation on the legislative branch of the United States government, Brennan tried to cover it up by blaming innocent Senate staffers who could have ended up prosecuted and then lied about it to legislators and the American people. This is in the movie The Report, which I've told you to watch. It's on Amazon Prime, and it's an excellent movie. There was a piece in Politico that was written July 31st, 2014. CIA apologizes for snooping on Senate staffers. I apologize. John Brennan apologized to Senate Intelligence Committee leaders after an internal CIA probe found that the agency improperly snooped into computers being used by Senate staffers. But, I mean, it doesn't matter. Obama was president and Brennan's fine. So you break into a bipartisan skiff investigating the CIA's use of torture and it's fine. I mean, it's all good. Just say you're sorry. And he's sorry. Oh, that's fine. So get him a gig on MSNBC. I mean, think about that. That bipartisan committee chaired by Dianne Feinstein, of all people, and Brennan's goons break into it, steal all their stuff, spy on them, and then lie about it, and then try to cover it up. And then when they can't cover it up anymore, they just go, all right, sorry. It's like when I get Reagan to apologize for something. She doesn't really want to because she's five. I say, Reagan, if you want to come out of timeout, you better apologize to your sister. She goes, oh, sorry. That's not, you don't mean that. That's not a real apology. Apologize to Claire. Sorry, Claire. That's like John Brennan's apology to the Senate.
It's like, sorry.
You're sorry you got caught. Not sorry you broke into the skiff and the executive branch, the intelligence community, broke into the legislative branch's investigation into the executive and the spying that they were doing, the torture that they were doing under the Obama administration, which started, of course, under the Bush administration, but I mean, continued under Obama. And then, of course, John Brennan was the guy who would sign off on the drone strikes, kill American citizens, bomb a wedding in Pakistan, kill a bunch of people. But hey, he hates Trump, so he gets a gig on MSNBC, all right? Violate the Constitution? Sure. Violate American civil liberties? Absolutely. Kill them? Yes. But he hates Trump, so you get an MSNBC gig. And they're not going to ask him about things like that. Like, I mean, do you have any regrets about ordering the drone strikes of four American citizens who you suspected of being terrorists? And maybe they were, but again, you never tried them, so we don't really know for sure. Do you ever have any... They don't ask him that. Do you ever feel bad about spying on the American people? You and your buddy Clapper? Nah. All right. How about trying to use your power to influence the 2016 presidential election by making everybody believe Donald Trump was a Russian plant because you were afraid he wasn't going to be a warmonger, and all your buddies in the military-industrial complex wanted to stop this guy because the person who could have been president... Oh, that woman would have bombed everybody. Oh, man. I mean, Hillary Clinton was just waiting. Bomb everybody. Oh, please. She would have loved it. Ground war, whatever you want. She's a Clinton. Nothing would have stopped her. And they knew that. So they wanted to stop Donald Trump. I said this to him in 2015, in 2016, in 2019, in 2023, in 2024. Every time I see him, I say it to him. You know why they want to stop you, sir? It's because you don't want any more wars. All I got to do is give them a war. They'll leave you alone. You know that, right? I don't mean just bombing Iranian nuclear sites. I mean, you got to give them a war. And then they'll love you. You'll be great. You'll be fine. They won't even talk about the fake story of kidnapping brown people off the streets anymore. They'll love you. It'll be great. But you see, he ran on not doing that, and he didn't get us into a new war. In fact, he was working to wind down the one we were in. They had to get him out of there, so they did. And then Joe Biden gets in there. What happens? Russia rolls into Ukraine. We got a war, baby. We got a war. We got ourselves a war. It's like what Gene Hackman tells... What Lex Luthor, the OG Lex Luthor, Gene Hackman, tells Christopher Reeve, the OG Superman, and Superman 4, The Quest for Peace, nobody wants war. I just want the threat of war, the possibility of war. And that's really what it is, and always has been. Clapper, Comey, and Brennan, these people are scumbags of the highest degree who are all so deeply involved, intersected into the military-industrial complex, which is also so embedded with the American corporate media that they give this guy, this bloviating, constitutional-destroying clown, a mouthpiece. Because he hates Trump. So it doesn't matter what he ever did. John Brennan, James Comey, Clapper lied about spying on the American people. I mean, you know what Trump should do? Pardon Edward Snowden. Give Edward Snowden a pardon and let everything come out about what those two clowns lied about, Clapper and Brennan, and all the spying they did on the American people. Let it all, give Edward Snowden a pardon, and because that guy is the real one who exposed the deep state. And that was just peeling back the layer. We had no idea the extent of what they would do, including try to overthrow a presidential election. Not once, but twice. And maybe three times. Because I got a lot of questions about Butler, don't you? Just saying. All right, Emmons Roofing and Siding is going to help you save a lot of money because you will get a 10% off inflation relief discount when you tell them I sent you. That's 10% off roofing, siding, windows, doors, Anderson Windows, the best in the business. And Emmons even has a kitchen and bathroom remodeling division. Yes, they remodeled the kitchen and bathroom in my old home. Did a fantastic job. I love the work of Emmons. I love the fact that their people are hardworking, trustworthy, and they'll take great care of you. Now, do what my buddy Chris Eppolito did. Have them give you an estimate at your Shore house, just like he just had them do. Josh from Emmons went out to see him. They serve Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, and the Jersey Shore, and their work is guaranteed. The roof will be the best in the business, Owens Corning Shingle. The Anderson windows increase your home's value. Siding, the best, all of it. And the design consultants at Emmons can help you transform your kitchen and bathroom without even needing to do a whole makeover. So reach out to them today. Get that 10% off discount for each and every one of my listeners. Just go to emmonsroofing.com. E-M-M-O-N-S, emmonsroofing.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
So executive producer Matt DeSantis has put together some of John Brennan's greatest hits. This sleazeball liar who has violated the Constitution, violated the separation of powers, trampled on your rights, trampled on your liberty, and yes, tried to use his power to influence a presidential election. Not once, but twice. That is, I know I've said this before, the very definition of a police state. Shockingly, officers going undercover or wearing masks, thus going undercover, concealing their identity, like when they go undercover to infiltrate gangs. They don't tell them who they really are. Cops on horseback, even cops beating people with batons, does not a police state make. Those are tactics which can be debated. A police state is when the federal government uses its police powers to get involved in politics. That's what John Brennan and James Clapper and Comey did. A lot of times, tried to stop Trump in 2016, successfully stopped him in 2020, and I don't know about 2024, but They were out there still peddling the Russia lie in 2024, just nobody is believing it. Nobody believed it then, but they were still peddling it in 2024. Here's John Brennan from 2011. This is after it came to light that he illegally accessed the bipartisan SCIF investigating the CIA's role in torture. This is 2011. Of course, Barack Obama's president, so nobody cares. And John Brennan, CIA director who works for Barack Obama, so nobody cares. Cut two.
As far as the allegations of, you know, CIA hacking into, you know, Senate computers, nothing could be further from the truth. I mean, we wouldn't do that. I mean, that's just beyond the scope of reason in terms of what we would do.
She says that there are potentially illegal and unconstitutional breaches by the CIA.
Well, they're appropriate authorities right now, both inside of CIA as well as outside of CIA.
Justice Department.
Are looking at what CIA officers and as well as CISI staff members did. And I defer to them to determine whether or not there was any violation of law or principle. I referred the matter myself to the CIA Inspector General to make sure that he was able to look honestly and objectively at what CIA did there. And, you know, when the facts come out on this, I think a lot of people who are claiming that there has been this tremendous sort of spying and monitoring and hacking will be proved wrong.
No, actually, you will. Be proved wrong, jackass, because a couple years later, they reached an agreement. Senate Intelligence Committee Chairwoman Dianne Feinstein, Democrat of California, said the findings vindicated her assertions this year that the actions constituted an improper intrusion by the executive branch into congressional oversight. And Director Brennan apologized for these actions and submitted to the IG report to an accountability board. And then a bunch of people were fired. And Brennan wasn't fired, of course. And President Obama remained confident in Brennan's leadership and circled the wagons around him. So he was fine. But, of course, he was behind the entire thing. It weren't just rogue CIA agents who just broke into the SCIF without the director's knowledge. As the movie The Report goes on to show, Brennan was 100% behind it. But it was a Democrat president, and the media loved him. And so the Democrat CIA director gets to stay. Okay? Not only that, he gets a lot of money being an MSNBC contributor. And the boards of whatever military industrial complex organizations he's part of. Coming up, Selena Zito, her new book, Butler. It's a masterpiece. I read the entire thing, and I rarely read anything. Straight ahead.
The Rich Scioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.